Hi, everyone, and welcome to More Than Milestones, where we are here to help you boot your worry, be confident, and have a blast raising your happy baby. I'm your host, Dr. Wendy McKenna, and I'm here to take you from bump to birth and beyond to help you have this incredible journey. And today, I'm so excited to introduce to you my friend and colleague, Crystal David, who is going to share with us some amazing content about you. It's been about the bump and the baby so much, and now we get to talk about you, which is super exciting. So Crystal, welcome.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to be able to give, but I'm going to be receiving so much by doing this.
I love it. Well, I'm so glad you're here. So let's just jump right in. So Crystal, why don't you go ahead and just kind of tell your backstory and where you are today in helping moms discover their purpose.
Yeah. So, my story is so long. So let me try to sum up my 31 years of life in a nutshell as like a mom and a wife. I've been married for going on 8 years, and I've been with my husband for 13, and we have 4 daughters. So my journey as a mom, I guess I'll start my story there, started pretty young. I was actually finishing college. So motherhood has always been unorthodox for me, not anything to what I thought it was going to be. So I've been learning a lot of life lessons like pretty early when it comes to motherhood. Literally was giving class presentations with a full pregnant belly.
Wow.
Had to decide. I actually had a counselor tell me, you know what? It's a lot to become a parent. And it's interesting that this came to me. So I'll share this as part of my story, because I went into my counselor for help, like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. I still have a year left of college. I had plans, like, this is not gonna go this way. And she's like, yeah, you know what? I mean, it's a hard thing to become a mother. Why don't you just take some time off and the school will be here? And I guess it's the competitor in me, or maybe God just was like, that is not the plan that we have for you. But I was like, who does that? Like, who tells someone to stop going to school because you're pregnant? And I was like very taken back by that, but I was challenged by it as well. And so luckily the way my husband's job worked out, he was in like his off season at the time that I was, that we had the baby. So we moved. I got to have the baby, did a semester of online, and then we moved back and I got to graduate on campus. So I finished on time. And I think that really set the stage for me when it came to motherhood. From day one, I had to trust other people with my child. I had to still go to class. And so I trusted a professor who watches your kids, and that's where my daughter went. So just from a very early age, it was like I had to trust. And so now fast forward with 4 kids, I see a need to help moms to be okay with still living their life. And being able to trust other people, it takes a village. And I just feel like we live in this world where the parent is going to go away at some point. The kid is going to grow up and the kid's going to be in the real world. So I think it's important for them to learn how to survive with other people than just the mom and the dad even. So I didn't really plan to tell my whole story based on that one experience, but that's kind of was like the beginning of motherhood. We waited, you know, for 4 years before we had another one. We got married, did all that, and then boom, 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 had 3 more. And it's just been an amazing journey of balancing just being a mom, being a business owner, trying to still be a good wife, and putting my husband first before my kids. So even doing that is a challenge. So that's kind of been the whirlwind of my life as a mother. So
amazing. And so now you have a business around this now too. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing there.
Yeah. So I started Wife Complex about a year ago, and it really was birthed out of this kind of like one part of me actually had this mom guilt of like, I'm a bad mom, because I'll hear moms be like, I didn't leave my kid till they were 3 years old, or Like, I can't leave my kids with anybody except for, you know, my husband, or like, I can't leave my kids, or, you know, we don't have any family. So, and so I'm like, shoot, I leave my kids with a babysitter. Like, I left my kids at 3 weeks old and did a date overnight date night with my husband because it was our anniversary. And so I started having this mom guilt of like, I'm a bad mom because I don't have that anxiety around leaving my kids. I love getting dressed and leaving them. Like, okay, mom's done. I love bedtime, 8 o'clock. Like, I have friends who their kids sleep with them and they stay up all night with them. I'm like, how are you surviving? Like, I'm like 7:59. It's mom's out of here. Like, clocking out. It's time for bed. And so what I had to realize was that everybody's different and there's no right or wrong way. You just have to know what works for you. And so my business kind of came from like, being a voice for those women who did want more out of their lives than just being the mom and the wife. And not that just those things are not enough, but I think that before we had our children and even our spouse, there was so much more to who we were. And I don't want women to lose that just because they step into motherhood. And even for women who haven't stepped into motherhood or become a wife yet, because I started young, most of my friends actually don't have kids yet or not even married. And so I hear them constantly like, oh no, like I'm too selfish, or I want to do my business, or I want to do this and that first. And so really helping people who want it all to realize you can have it all.
You can be
an amazing present mom and an amazing wife and a businesswoman, or have passions and hobbies outside of your family. So that's really what Wife Complex is. And I struggled with naming it Wife Complex because I didn't want to like turn people away. Like, if you're not a wife, it's not for you.
Right.
But I also think that it's important to niche into that because there's so many wives that are, you know, losing themselves to all those roles. And so it kind of put me in this position where I want to reach as many women as I can, but if I'm just talking to the wives in general, that's okay too. So it's been pretty good. Like, I think people get it that you don't have to be a wife to be a part of Wife Complex. It's more of like those complex roles as women. And I think most women aspire to be wives. So it's just kind of like whatever stage of that you're in to help you, just be you in all.
Well, and I love that too, because I think we compartmentalize so much of what we do in our lives. First we're in school, and then we get our degree, and then we start a career, and then we get married. And you know, it's kind of like these milestones. I mean, my son is called More Than Milestones. And so, you know, it's like we have these milestones that are all compartmentalized, and our roles kind of change a little bit. And if we get so far away from that child that we are inside still, then we tend to lose ourselves. And maybe that's what leads to the midlife crisis. Who knows? You know. But what I love too about your story is that, and I think a lot of people, because they do plan things out so much more now, you are forced to pretty much leave your baby with people because you wanted to finish school. And I think that is incredibly commendable. But I think a lot of people set it up nowadays to not have to do that, which can then also breed the anxiety of, I can't leave them alone. So how do you help people bridge that gap of, even if they aren't forced to go away, whether, you know, have to go back to a job or back to school or whatever, but that it really is okay to detach and leave the baby with somebody else?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I never really even looked at it so deeply that I was forced. Like, as I was sharing that with you, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's totally a huge reason why I was thrown into that, where that was just normal for us to do that. But what I don't think is necessarily normal is I didn't have to choose to keep going to school. I could have taken the advice of my counselor and just stopped and been like, I have a baby now. My world has to stop. And that's the difference, is realizing that you have a choice to keep being you. And so what I like to do with women is to help them. Like, I think it's all individual, because it depends on where is that drive coming from. I mean, I think a lot of mine came from, I was raised by a woman. My mom was like corporate America, got up at 4 a.m, took us to a babysitter. The babysitter took us to school, but my mom was at every soccer game. She was at every, you know, open house. And she was like, she was both the best of both worlds. So in my mindset, in my subconscious, that was what being a woman was for me, was like, mm-hmm. I can do both. So I wasn't limited in my brain to think like, oh, it's time to be a mom. Now everything has to shut down.
Yeah.
And I think that that has a lot to do with it. So I think part of what I'm here to help women do is maybe they weren't raised like that. Maybe they don't have that thought process in their head, and they do feel like once the kid comes, the world shuts down and it's all about the baby. Mm-hmm. And I really, this is where I can offend people. And this is where people can get kind of upset with me, but I really believe you're hurting your child by not continuing. I mean, Think of the story. If this is just me personally, this is not to disrespect anybody's choices or mm-hmm. what they've done, but like, I would much rather tell my daughter, like, you know what? Yeah, I had you when I was in college and it was a rough road. And I've already had that conversation mm-hmm. with her. It was an interesting one, but I much rather like the ending that I still graduated, I still finished, I still did this and that, then yeah, I had to stop, you know, because what I feel like by me saying I stopped going to school and I stopped pursuing my dreams meant that now I'm teaching her, when you become a mom, you stop doing for yourself and you just have to do for your kids. And we're hurting our kids by doing that, because we're going to send them in a world that does not revolve around them. The world right. does not revolve around our children. And so I had a friend tell me, and I tell this story often now because it offended me in that moment. Mm-hmm. She said, like, yeah, we were like in conversation with other moms, and she's like, yeah, Crystal's world revolves, you know, like her kids revolve around her world, not her world revolves around her kids. And the way it was said was kind of like, most moms are not like that, but Crystal, that's just how she is. And I was very offended by it. But then as I thought about it, I'm like, hey, that is the truth. Because if I don't take a stand for who I am as this woman, then how mm-hmm. can I be here to be the best mom for them and to be the best wife for them? And when I send them into the real world, the world is not going to revolve around them. They're going to have to learn how to adjust and adapt and to live in a world. And so I just really, you know, to answer your question, full circle, is just helping women realize that you do not have to stop living just because you're a mom. So even if you do plan it out to where, you know, you've gone to school and now you started your career and now it's time to have babies, great. When you do that, be prepared to figure out the balance. And it's also a difference. Like, I also tell people, if I started having kids when I was in my 30s, I'm just now entering my 30s. So mm-hmm. if I just now started, who knows if I would have a different approach, because mm-hmm. I would have lived a different 20s. I was pregnant all in my 20s.
Right.
You better believe in my 30s, I'm like, what is Crystal going to be doing? You know, and so I think it's all individual. It's really hard to answer that directly, mm-hmm. but it does boil down to that core of like, do not, regardless of your age when you start, do not completely stop living your life, because you will hurt your kids, not help them. And I believe in my core.
And I think that's such an important message, because, you know, more and more people are delaying having kids until they're kind of finished with one part of their life. And it's like, well, when is that part actually going to be done? It's never really done, right? And we do still have this thing called a biological clock, you know? And so you can only delay it for so long. And I actually have a very good friend who delayed all sorts of things until now. We are in our 40s now, and she can't get pregnant. And they're going to, you know, end up, you know, using, you know, surrogate services, because she wants to be a mom, but, you know, she compartmentalized her life so much that she never actually pulled the trigger. And then it's like, oh, you start to panic a little bit. But I've heard from so many people that, you know, the people in there, or the millennials in their 20s right now, are purposely delaying childbirth, because they feel like it's going to tear them away from who they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to like be like, hey guys, you can do it both. You can really do both. And I mean, I don't know. I think children are such a gift. So I always tell people, I'm like, I know you can't even imagine your life like with them when you don't have them, but like, you figure it out, you find a way. And that's also why I'm so big on knowing your purpose, because if you have your eye on that purpose, it will help you kind of be forced to balance them, because you will know, like, no, I have people depending on me. And I believe that. I believe we are, like, again, people get offended by this, but, like, I don't believe our sole purpose is just to be a mother. Now, granted, you know, there's women who die at childbirth, so they're you know, they may feel like their purpose was to birth that child, but there still is a lot of life of that person before that child came. And I believe every day you wake up, you're ordained to do something for other people, to be an example, whether it's through your testimony or through helping or whatever. And so just remembering that the world needs you, not just your family. And I don't mean that in a way of, like, go slave for everybody else except for your family. I just mean that in a way of, like, you are missing out on a lot that you can give the world if you just, like, zone in on just your immediate.
Well, and I think that just brings to it, because we all have hopes and dreams for our kids of someday they'll be like this, or someday they'll be doing that, and just kind of trying to imagine what their lives are going to be like. And we feel like we're the guide, you know, in some regards to help them get there. But if we aren't doing it ourselves, they're not going to follow, because our kids, you know this having four, they rarely do what we ask them to do, but they will imitate and mimic and do what we do. And so be the person in the world that you want your children to be when they grow up, and they'll have that role model there. And, you know, you mentioned it before, you know, 7:59 comes along, 8 o'clock comes along, and that's, you know, bedtime. You know, it's funny because same sort of thing, like, for us it's 8:30 bedtime. Sometimes we go a little bit over, especially if one of mine needs a little bit more connection time with me. But for the most part, if they come down after we put them to bed, I just, you know, it's basically like emergency only. Like, do you need to go to the hospital right now? Because otherwise this is mommy daddy time. So run along, you know. And it's great when they're older, you can set those limits and boundaries. Obviously with a baby, there are going to be, you know, you do have to be available, and you want to be available for your baby, but that doesn't mean you have to turn yourself off for that. So how do you, in your family of four girls, do it? How do you show them how you want them to be? How do you show up for them individually so that they have the connection time? How do you juggle that?
Well, it's interesting, because that's part of why I gravitated towards you when I met you, because I'm like, I definitely can use help in those areas, because I will say that I'm Uber driven, so, like, not so, like, funny Uber, not literally.
That was a good one, by the way. Oh, we're gonna crack ourselves up here. Okay.
I can be, like, really corny, but I didn't really... But I'm very, very driven. So I have a mentor, and she gave me permission to recognize this, but not to accept it as something that has to stay the same. But, like, I can very easily neglect, like, my housework. You know, like, my husband was gone for a week a couple weeks ago. My house was a disaster, because I'm like, one thing that I don't have to do, because me and the kids don't really care if the house is messy. I do that more for my husband, so he can come home from work and have a clean environment. But when he's gone, it's like cooking dinner and having a house clean are the first things to go. So, like, I always tell people, I don't really believe in balance. It's more give and take. It's always like, what is your priority right now? So how I do it is I communicate with my kids. First of all, I always tell women, when they're like, how do you do it with four? I'm like, the same way you would do it with one or 10. Like, as women, we adapt. That's just, like, if I have a superpower to do it with four, you have a superpower. Like, we all have it in us to just adapt to whatever we're given. And so that's number one. But I communicate with them. So, like, my husband knows, like, when I'm in the middle of, like, trying to reach a goal or working on a certain project that's going to require me to, once I put them to bed, maybe I don't get to just hang out with him. I might need to do a little bit of extra work. Like, everyone's on board with that. Or, you know, like I'll do vision boards with them and say, okay, mommy's working on this goal, but when I get it, we get to all go to Disney World. And that's, you know, what, like, in explaining to them, like, the life that you guys live is not, like, free. Like, somebody has to put in work. And I always tell them, like, when you get older, you're going to realize how much work has to be done or how much money has to be made in order to have the things that you guys have, to go to the places you go, to eat the things you eat, to drive the cars you have, to have the clothes on your back. Like, just, like, they have no idea of that. And so I don't try to shame them for that, but I try to educate them of, like, yes, mommy's here, and yes, mommy stays home, but mommy also works because mommy generates money so that we can pay for things. And I'll explain to them, like, daddy, you know, works in blah, blah, blah. So it's all kind of talking to them. And then where I was saying with you, where I know I can use help, is there are times where I get so consumed where it's just like the whole day will go by and I'll be like, shoot, like, I don't even know if I talked to any of them today. I know I fed them. I like have with our eyes closed, right? But like, I know that they're taken care of. I know, you know, I prayed with them, I woke them up, I fed them, I got them to bed, but did I actually engage with them? And so those are the days where I'm like, okay, I gotta do better tomorrow. And right now what I've been working on more recently is realizing that, like, my husband was like telling me this, because I'm like, we have to schedule everything, even if it's like scheduling sex, like everything has to be scheduled, and not literally, because you want to have some spontaneous but literally, like, I realize it's not a bad thing that I have to schedule time with my kids. And one of the things that freed me up years ago was hearing that, especially for stay-at-home moms, you know, we think, well, we're there, we're always there, but I realize I'm not there, because I'm constantly like, hold on, mommy has to finish getting dinner. Oh, well, now there's dishes, daddy's on his way home. Hold on, let me do the dishes. Hold on, let me go do this. Hold on, mommy's on a call. And so there have been things that they've said to me, like one time my daughter was like, why are you doing your hair? Do you have a call? And I'd be like, or, you know, is there going to be a time when you don't have a call today? Like, things like that, where I'm like, okay, I need to reel it back and make sure that I'm finding that balance. And, but what freed me up was, when they said that, especially when you're a stay-at-home mom, even just 10 minutes of undivided time with your kid goes a long way. And I'm
so
sure
far
into this, but like, that really helped me. So like, I know, like, you know, if my day is going to be super busy, just make sure you get at least those 10 minutes. And then lastly, I'll just say, like, you know, I'll schedule, like, they just know my schedule. Like, Mondays are a heavy business day for me, because I have a lot of calls that are like, I'm required to be on for like my team and for all these different things. So they just know Mondays are not really mommy's like heavy super mom day. Like, that's the day, like, daddy's going to be taking you to practice. Daddy's going to be, if you need something, go ask daddy for water. Go, okay, good, I'm on the phone, like, my door is closed. And they've just developed. And so I like to teach moms, like, when going back to that comment that was made to me, where the world revolves around the kids or vice versa, you can literally set your schedule. You can teach your kids, like, in these hours, if my door is closed, or if I'm wearing this, or if I'm doing that, mommy's working, or mommy can't do that or can't do that. But then you got to also have that balance, right? And make sure you're showing up. So I can definitely do better in that realm. And this is why I do what I do. Like, I help moms break away from that, but I also need the help to not go too far on the other end.
Of course. And I think all of us are always working on something. And, you know, some things are challenges and some things are really easy. And that's, you know, like you said at the very beginning, like, we were not meant to raise our families in isolation. We were meant to be part of a village. And this is where the village comes together to help one another raise everybody up. And the onus of raising and the responsibility of raising our kids does not fall solely on us. You know, it's everyone. And so I love how honest and open you're saying about that. And I really love the idea of understanding that by putting something down on a schedule, it actually frees you up. Because there's so much in this day and age with our kids of being overscheduled.
Yeah.
And so just the word schedule sounds yucky right now, because it's like, we're overscheduled. This is a different kind of schedule.
No, yeah. I'm saying, like, scheduling time to do nothing. Like,
exactly. That's just as important. The nothing time is more important than the scheduling the thing. Like, you know, really honestly get rid of some of the things, But scheduling that downtime, like my son and I, he's in preschool and doesn't have school on Thursdays. And every Thursday morning from 9 to noon, it's the two of us. And I host play dates, and sometimes people show up and sometimes they don't. But no matter what, it's 100% on him. And he knows it's that's his special time. And that's the biggest block that I have with any one of them, honestly. But it's magical for both of us. And I know it's going to happen. I look forward to Thursdays because of that. And, you know, just getting some support to help you have time, not only by yourself, but also with your other one helps a lot.
Yeah, no, that's huge. I know my mom used to like try to take us on like one date, like I don't know how often it would happen, but I remember the intention of it, you know, like mm-hmm. of just like, okay, just me and you are going to do this. Cause that is one thing that I'm like, I think it was last year we realized we had never been alone with our third one. Like it was, she had never just been her. Mm-hmm. So that was like, ooh, like, you know, it's just things like I'm grateful when things come to your awareness. Cause when you know better, then you can do better. But, mm-hmm. But yeah, it is a challenge, but it works. And if I can say this, if there's anybody listening to this who hasn't found like a significant other, cause I always say this and I feel bad, like, well, shoot, I don't want you to feel like you have a bad spouse, but like choose wisely. Like, yeah. And like you said, like, and I share this because I wasn't raised to have criteria, and I just got mm-hmm. so blessed. Like I always thank God, like you knew what I didn't deserve, but what I needed in a man, because I did not like screen him. Like, are you going to realize that these are your children too that we're having, mm-hmm. and you have a role not just to financially take care of them, but to pick them up from school sometimes, or to get them water when they ask for water. You know, like, and so often I see that they're like parents. Especially the men who will not help in any way. Yeah. I'm just like, dang, I'm so fortunate for that. So if I can teach anybody to like ask those questions, you know, maybe the man doesn't know and he'll say whatever sounds good, but at least, you know, you try to like look into that of like, is there going to be someone who's going to work with you? Cause I do see why kids are part of a reason why relationships just fall apart, because you don't think of those things. And then your parenting styles differ. And, the man feels left out because the woman's doing all this stuff. I don't know. That's right.
But it's so true. And then, and just going back to what we were saying before of having that alone time, that adult time, and seeing that our kids value that time with our significant other enough so that they have like enough to say goodbye to them, so that they have the modeling, you know, when they're young of like, wow, it's really important to find someone that you really love because you get to spend time with them, a lot of time with them, and to really get that time in, because it, and especially in the newborn stage and in the first year, you know, it can be really tricky. And I know that because I'm in the world of child development and it's what I do, you know, especially with my first child, my husband really gave me everything to do because he's like, well, you know best. And I'm like, No, I don't. I've never had a baby before. I know I've worked with babies. It's totally different to be a mother. You're totally wearing a different hat. And I'm just as much of a deer in headlights as you. And so let's do this together. And I hear a lot of dads saying, I just can't wait until they're old enough for me to be able to roughhouse. And, you know, because that's what they want to do. They don't know how to play with a newborn. And a lot of times even a toddler. But you know, teaching them and empowering them to be able to do that from the very beginning, it helps the whole family dynamic. And because it's not just baby care, it's baby play and fun. And yeah, it's just, it is so important to have that partner who's on board with that.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we are coming to an end here. So are there any last final words that you want to leave our audience?
Let's see, I feel like there's so many, I mean, as women, there's so many areas of us that we can, you know, learn and grow in and give and receive. So I don't have like one closing mm-hmm. remark, but I would just say that I'm grateful for this time that I got to share with you guys. And I hope that what you can just take from hearing from me is that I really believe that as human beings, not just women, but I'm speaking to women. We have a purpose. That's just what I feel like. We have a purpose, and a part of being amazing mothers is to live out that purpose. Like mm-hmm. you said, Wendy, like, how can we teach our kids to grow up and be these amazing people if we're not doing that? Mm-hmm. And I've heard it from so many people who kind of look back. I've heard people be like, I don't want to be like my mom because all she did, like, or I have a lot of friends who are watching their parents now be like, I'm just trying to get her out of the house, or I'm just trying to get her to do this, because they don't know what to do with themselves once their kids grow up and leave them. And so I would just challenge you, as hard as it may be, to dig deep and get help from someone like Wendy or myself or whoever, but dig deep and find what is it that's making you kind of cling to that need to almost hide behind your kids, and, mm-hmm. and know that your kids need you to be bold in the world and to walk in that purpose. And so if you find that you have way too much anxiety to leave them, or you can't, you know, get into that, because I think that there's something there that can be worked through, mm-hmm. To free you up, to allow you and give yourself permission to be more in the world for your kids especially. So
I love it. Thank you. And then one of the overarching themes of the summit too is just having a blast and having fun through the whole process. So how do you guys, what do you guys do for fun?
Oh man. We love to dance. So we love to like just turn on music. And it was funny, just today I was outside playing with my 1-year-old, and she, it was like a fake car, and she was like turning on the music and then like dancing. So it was like so funny, because even at such a young age, her pretend like embodies like one thing that's really important to us. And we're like a joking family. So we like to like play jokes on each other, pranks and things like that. So
that's fun.
Yeah.
Things like that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that. So I know you have something too for the audience. So can you tell us about it?
I would love to gift you guys, it's just a short PDF that can help you start to scratch that surface of what is your purpose. I think it's interesting because I'm trying to play with a new name for it, because I think purpose is almost like this cliche word that people are like, oh, my purpose in life. Like, it's so flowery that people almost don't take it serious. Or you're so stuck in the, I go to work every day, I don't have time to like have a purpose. Like, mm-hmm. that's not even something I can entertain. So whatever the thing may be, I'm finding that just the word purpose kind of needs to be like narrowed down a little bit. But the whole point of this worksheet that I want to give you is to allow you to kind of dig a little bit deeper. Maybe something intrigued you today and you're like, yeah, I kind of do want to see what else am I supposed to be doing here. And it's just got some questions to ask you to like help you dig in to remember what floats your boat outside of your kids, because of course our kids are like our world, they're everything, right? But I hope you get that I think my kids are my world, but there's so much more too. So you'll be able to, you know, answer some questions, and it'll help you kind of dig into that to figure out what might be your purpose and your passion in this world. So
awesome. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you so much, Crystal.
It was really great to have you here.
All
right, you guys. So that wraps up another awesome interview. And I'm so glad to have you here today.
Have an
incredibly
beautiful
day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you.